Hi, everybody. Well, today is Saturday, and it's Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. The day today is July 9th, 2016, so we're going to first clear the date for everybody in case you're energetically corded to the date, which would be basically the past. Remember, if you're in the present moment, this date wouldn't mean anything to you, but being that you live in the past on timelines and your body's full of DNA from the past and your ancestors' thoughts, this date may have a great meaning for you. And it may not be a positive one. So let's clear this away from you. Here we go. Releasing the energies. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And we may have more aliens hanging out around you, through you, up in the corners, in your cupboards. Maybe they're lurking underneath your bed. Maybe they're in that little place you never go to. Or maybe they're just sitting next to you and you can't see them and they're waiting to get released. So here we go. I have to count to 100 to release them. And the reason why we do this, a few people I have heard from the past, they were first upset because they're able to get the heck out of here and we're not. And they did all this injustice to me, and why are they getting to go? And I can't, and they're not being held accountable for their actions. Well, a lot of them have been, but the ones that were releasing, maybe they want to just get out of here because they're in the same pecking order like you, but you can't see them, so there's something controlling them. So the more of these we can get released, the better your life is going to be. So don't go into the past about how and why and how awful it is to release them. Just know that they're gone. And so maybe you might even feel better. It'd be interesting if we had some comments from people. In fact, if you could send us something on CLS Questions, we've been doing this for maybe a year now, I'm guessing. But whatever time it's been, you know, when we started doing this to now, let us know if you feel the present shrinking and you're under less alien attacks because of them being released out of here. So that's what I'm asking, if you could give us a little email on that saying, yeah, I feel much better, you know, attacks are less or something like that. So here we go. Alien begone clearing. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okay, and we have another request to do a media clearing for saying awful things, maybe on the news, broadcast, whatever is there. I don't watch the news, so I don't know what is there, but here we go. So if you've seen something that was kind of graphic or awful or whatever, let's release that. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, boy. And let's release an energy from you that you're dealing with, physical pain or trauma. And here we go. So emotional stuff. Think of that one issue. Remember, it's on a timeline, and it's also probably coming out of your DNA, putting you onto the timeline. And or it's your ancestors' stuff that you have to live with right now. So here we go. Releasing that energy from you. A program. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And if you want to type in, we'll go to the Lightship. We have a couple of requests to go earlier tonight. So the people that have requested that, if you could please indicate maybe where you're living, I would like to know that. That would be great. So So here we go. Let's energize the light beams. As soon as you have up, they're going to be energized. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That feels pretty good. And also, we'd like to have some testimonials from the clearing that we did Friday, yesterday, which was the vortex healing that we did. I know I cleared the seat that you were sitting on or wherever you were laying or something, so that'd be great to have that. Okay, so let's send off your healing rooms right now, and we'll go to the light shift in a few minutes here. So I'll probably go into 6 different rooms for people. So we'll see if our co-host is on. So are you out there, Kathy?
Hi, Ron. Yes, hello, everyone. You're listening to Creation Light Shift Healings on BBS Radio Station 2 with Ron Amatron. As Ron said, today's date is July 9th, 2016. If you're just tuning in, Ron asked for your feedback and your suggestions and your testimonies regarding how you might be feeling about lesser energies from aliens. If you also had experienced a vortex healing from yesterday's program, and also if you have any requests for specific healing areas for when we go to the Creation Light Ship in a few minutes. And it was announced on Wednesday's program that the BBS Fast Chat and Feedback form page is working again. And so please do go back there in case you didn't know that. You can just click on it from the BBS Radio Creation Light Ship homepage under Ron's photo where it says BBS Fast Chat. And then there you'll be where it says Chat Room Connections, CLS Chat Connections. You can click on the yellow highlighted sign that says CLS Fast Chat Feedback Form. And right there you'll find the triple light beams and also the form. You have to click on that and send in your comments or questions or testimonies. And then also it's a good time to look on the top of the tabs on that page, the CLS Chat Connections page. The top tabs have white indicators, they're in white printing and subjects. And there's one that says light being. And for those who really like the light being image big, you can click on that and find one large photo of a light being. And it also gives you the option to explain on another tab what the light beings represent, who and what they are. Okay, also, if you would like to participate more in the light ship visit and you aren't sure what we're talking about when we ask for healing rooms or areas, there's a tab there on the top that says Rooms, CLS. And on that page are a lot of rooms and areas that Ron has escorted us to as our ambassador in the past. And it's 4 pages worth of rooms and names, but, of course, the Creation Light Ship is all expansive and inclusive. These are just some that we as Earth beings can relate to. So you can feel free to choose from there and see what kind of light being maybe you'd like to receive a healing from. And if Ron has time, he can include that. But you have to send it in advance or during right before the show so we can get to it in time. And also another way to connect with this program, if not through the internet, it would be through your phone. And BBS Radio has made that phone line available for quite some time. But I do want to explain that you can call in from your phone, and it's the same number for Station 1 and Station 2. It just gives you options once you connect. And you can find that phone number on their page. It starts with area code 605. It's clearly listed. And anyway, you would just press 1 for Station 1 or 2 for Station 2. So thank you, BBS Radio, for always upgrading and streamlining your systems for us and also helping us to reconnect with the Fast Chat feedback form. And I'll be checking the emails, Ron, for any requests that we have for rooms and send those over to you. And just let me know when you're ready to go, and I'll send those over.
Okay. Let's start right now then. So here we go, everybody. And going up to the Lightship. This only works live when you're listening. And if you're on an archive, you're going to feel peace energy. But you can bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. And also I mentioned, I guess on the last show, we energized a tree for people. So I wanted to see if we have any testimonials about having a tree get energized, or maybe flowers in your house or something, or a bush. But anyway, going up to the Lightship, here we go, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And first room we're going to go into is the detox room. This is the hot tub room, and I'm seeing pink gel. And also seeing another hot tub with pink gel with like gold speckles in it, like glitter. And so we're in that, being detoxed. Next room we're going into, remember you want to request your healing, one physical body healing. We're going to go into the room with the deer and also a room with the foxes. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll go into the centrifuge room. And this room is used to help more stubborn things that are kind of hanging on to you get released here. Probably where you have a more of a void in your body where your spirit's supposed to be. So here we go. Into the centrifuge room, I'll use the word stronger to increase the energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we have a request for, this is giant trees, so I guess that would probably be redwoods, I would imagine. They're really big. Or your own special tree that you may have. So here we go. The tree room, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll go into the room with, we'll go into the gold waterfall room. So the water be all around you, coming over your body. So here it comes, stronger, 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 and stronger. Remember, these are all conscious energies that are here to help you. We have another one, which would be the dolphins. So here we go. Here comes the dolphins. If you want to put your palms facing forward in front of you with your hands and move your hands about a foot from your body, you're probably going to feel a presence there as you're, you know, touching the dolphin or dolphins. There's three of them. So here comes this energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. And we got one more room, which is a floating magnet room. This is used for extra energies to help you get rid of pain. So here we go, floating magnet room. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into the last room, which would be the crystal room. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. I'm going to come back from the Lightship. You're bi-located right now. And when you come back, you're going to feel the energy of the room change just slightly. Remember, when you're on this program listening, you're put more into the moment. And when you go to the Lightship, you are in the moment. So you're going to start to feel stuff kind of get a little clingy around you. So here we go, coming back down. And I'll count to 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So now we have to have Kathy, who is completely out of time, come back into time to talk to us. And so sometimes it takes a while, even yourself, to listen. So you may want to take notes. Get a pencil and paper, or a pen and paper, and take notes on what we're talking about, because you may not remember what we're saying because you're out of time. Remember, there's no records when you're out of time. So that means that there's no such thing as the darkness, Akashic records that people talk about. So if you're wondering, you know, of all your incarnations and stuff, all that is dark energy. That's the Akashic records. Remember, the Federation creates all this garbage, you know. Its source energy doesn't exist. Oh, we'll see if Kathy's there. Kathy, are you on board?
Yes, I am. And that was a wonderful visit to the Creation Lightship. And now we have some emails from listeners who apparently want some help with online clearings. And on Wednesday's program, you announced that you wanted more online clearings. You wanted to be able to help people with their online clearings. You also said yesterday that if they would try to direct the questions toward assistance with online clearings, healings, and what kinds of situations they might find themselves in where a healing would work, or what they might need to add or change, that you would be interested in receiving questions like that. So we do get a few questions for the healings, but first I'm going to read a testimony that came in from your request about Friday's program where you did the vortex healing. And so this is a real nice one. She writes, "I am 95% recovered from an injury that affected my walking. As you suggested, I put on the planet star cording removal. After my name, I wrote, 'Remove vortexes from the floor of my home.' I set it to the vortex removal option and ran it all night on the physical body cording disconnection section. I immediately felt an energy shift. This morning, I am walking completely normally. I believe I really found an issue and got it cleared out. I want to share this with other listeners that this healing is very effective." So again, the healing we're talking about that she wrote about here is the one that Ron was mentioning that he would clear last night was vortexes, and that can be found in the Planet Star Attack Removal page. It includes, you can remove the energy from moons, vortexes, stargates, portals, and asteroids or comets. So how about that? That's quite a lot of energy coming at us all the time. And this person was able to direct it toward a physical healing. Isn't that terrific?
Yep, very, very good. Great.
And another testimony. And thank you for sending these in, listeners. And regarding the aliens being released, she writes, "There has been a tremendous shift in my life and my physical environment since you started regularly clearing ETs, and I have been playing the Release Enslaved Aliens recording, which I do several times every day. I live in Southern California. It's much appreciated."
So, yeah, that's great. Yeah, we have one with music, too, I believe. One of our, booth helpers and friends back in New York put together. And so there is another one that you can listen to, I believe, which will, you have to send it to them, I think, Kathy. But anyway, there's music, and my voice is in the background, which you may not be able to hear, but it's back there, and it'll also clear it. And that's good to use if you go, like, to a location where, you know, you don't want to have my voice there. People look at you like, what's this guy saying or something, you know? So that's good. Anyway, we have that one available for people. So, back to you.
Yes, and if you'd like to get that audio, please do write in to clsquestions@yahoo.com. You need to use the email address for that request to be sent to you, because through that way we can write back. The other way, we cannot write you back through the fast chat feedback form. So Ron's radio program address is clsquestions@yahoo.com. Okay, so Ron, there are some questions about using the alien attack page, and maybe we can move on to that since we're on that subject.
Yeah, might as well. Alien.
Well, someone who met you at the New York Expo really wants to thank you for creating the black mist and green goo free healings that you have on your website, creationlightship.com. And he has a letter here that he sent to you, but in the gist of it is he wants to know, why is he being targeted by these aliens? He's noticed all these different symptoms and signs, and he thinks that, you know, they're working through him. So could you give him a general answer, please, to this sort of a situation he found himself in?
Well, like I mentioned on many shows, and when we first started doing work in 2005, coming out, and, you know, nobody else was doing this, and they're still not, but it was, you know, really a stretch for some people. Most people that came to see me, they would try to pull me aside and talk about alien abductions that they had, and so I could help them out. And I would say probably, 60 to 80% of them, after they started talking for about 15 minutes, me, that's a long time, believe me. They would, what would pop out of their mouth is, and my parents were in the military, and my grandparents were in the military, or my spouse or somebody in my family is a police officer or something like that. So right away, for whatever reason, that makes you a target. I won't say how or why, because I don't know. All I know is that when people come up to you, when they start telling you all this stuff, and that seems to be almost a common denominator, that's the reason, or one of the reasons. The next thing is, you are being targeted only because the aliens got to your ancestors in the past. So maybe you don't have anybody in the military. Then that would mean that your ancestors got targeted. And from there, maybe somebody was a test tube baby or a hybrid, and they want to follow that genetics. And so that's what they're doing, is checking up on you, because you're on down the line of whoever first got abducted. So that's the second reason. The third reason is, are you very emotional? No? If you say yes, then I would say then you better get your emotional whole lifetime clearing. Do you deal with traumas a lot? So whatever you're dealing with, the aliens want you because of that, because you're emitting energy to them. So you're their free energetic or energy system. They don't have to pay for anything. They just want you to get upset or whatever you're going through. Maybe you're in pain, and then they steal your energy. So they want you because of that. That's number three. And then we have people here that maybe are being tracked. Maybe they came in here to help out. Possibly most people like to think that. You talk to people, they go, oh, yeah, my mission here is in this lifetime, and I'm here to help ascension. Well, good, you know. But aside from that, you know, very possibly you could have been from the future and have come back here to help out to save the planet, since this will be the last time that it's going to be of light here. And this is like the seventh time that the Earth has tried to get released from the grips of the aliens. And if we don't succeed this time, then there's going to be no more planet of light on this here. So if that upsets you, just know that whenever you're not in the present moment, you are on a planet of darkness. Well, you won't know the difference anyway after ascension, but you won't have a chance to leave that dark energy. Now you have a chance, and you have a remedy by doing clearings. So that's basically it. So why are they tracking you? Well, if you're neutral, for one, you don't emit emotions, you're very peaceful, then they're not going to want you typically, okay? So that would be the answer. How do you get away from it? Do clearings. Your emotions clear, get the traumas clear, get your energetic bodies cleaned out. Well, you're not thinking a lot. And that's the whole process. And do clearings. You know, we have the alien attack page and stuff where you can, you know, do a lot of clearings on. So I guess I'll turn it back over to you, Kathy.
And next question about aliens is, using the alien attack page, is it necessary for the listener to clear each and every alien race listed.
Well, we have the other box there, I think, too, or, you know, unknown. Is it necessary? Well, look at them and see which one sort of rings a bell, you know. There's a lot listed there. I've had people say, you know, Ron, I didn't really believe any of this stuff here, and I just started clearing them, and all of a sudden I got to, like, number 18, and I go, wow, I really feel a difference there. I never even heard of these people before. So is it necessary? If you have time, it is, yes. Do you have to? No. And there's other ones that aren't even listed. So, you know, it's hard for me to answer that question. If you have time to do it, I would say do that and see what happens. But look at them. At least kind of, you know, see if any of those kind of ring a bell. Don't dwell on it or sit there for 5 minutes trying to check out each individual race. Just look at the whole list and then just say, ah, that one there looks like it you know, rings a bell. And then clear that one. Not, you know, just use the unknown. And that could be, you know, also very successful for you. Do you want to keep looking at it and going back and checking? As once you clear one, another one could be just under the surface with a little bit less energy, and you may not even know that, and then they could come in and take over. So, you know, that's what the page is for you to enjoy and have some, you know, wonderful experiences getting the stuff off of you. There's no real shortcut. Either you do the work or you don't do it. And the people that have been under attack when they, you know, and when they do and stay with this particular, you know, alien attack page, when I see them at Expo, I say, boy, you know, I get that every month, and it's helped my life tremendously by being on that particular page. You know, so that's good. So back to you.
Ron, you have said on previous programs that different alien groups trade us off anyway, and so really the alien groups are listed there for people who actually do know what alien group that they may have either aligned with at one time or just want, they know that alien race is attacking them or affecting them, and so they're there. But most of us do not know from where the attacks come from, so you can click unknown, and we don't know what race, and it could change within 10 minutes anyway. So if you put it on unknown, really, Ron has said you can leave it to the light beings to clear out all those alien energies, and they'll get them all. And I think that's definitely true. That's what I've been doing since the beginning that I've ever bought that clearing. And for $30, that clearing, the alien attack removal, will do. It does a heck of a job of clearing out all sorts of alien energies and alien groups. So I really don't think a person needs to wonder too much, you know, unless you know specifically what alien group it is. But you want to get them all and let the light beings just go after all of them. That's what unknown really means.
I think that also a show on the good, bad, and the ugly, I think, on the Contact Talk Radio that also talks about the aliens and information. That might be good for people to listen to also.
Yeah, it's called Aliens, the Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. And Ron explains a lot about alien interference on the planet and how to deal with it. And that was recorded before we had the wonderful audio clearings where Ron clears aliens out of the room. Now, if you want a fast way to remove aliens, you can't beat that, right, Ron?
That's a quick way, yeah.
Yeah, so to the person who sent this question in, I know you've got that audio recording. Keep playing it, and we're all playing it everywhere, you know, and just make sure that the light being is visible so that there's a way for the aliens to go through the light being.
Yep, that's needed. And just remember, when you ask that question, why are they after me, are you emotional, okay? And do you have thoughts all the time inside of your head? May not even be your own thoughts. Do you bring up different situations from the past, whether it's deals with you or not. You know, you are just sitting there, you know, doing nothing, and then you think, oh man, you know, I'm thinking of Fukushima, you know. Why am I thinking of that? Well, it's because they gave you that thought to think of. So if you get thoughts like that, or you start thinking about maybe President, you know, JFK being shot or something, you know, out of nowhere, well, why do you have that thought? It's not, you know, you're not thinking. They're thinking for you. So, you know, now that you're being controlled by them because you're getting all this information being brought up from your history or her story, and that's your past, what you have imprinted into you. Remember, you're not going to get anything really new coming to you. It's what you have seen, heard, or experienced in your lifetime right now. So it's going to be all old stuff from your past, which you can call parallel lives. You can call that whatever you want, you know. But anything going back into the past that you start thinking about out of nowhere, without having a way to connect to it, you know, where you're not really doing something to try to connect dots. If it just comes up, then all of a sudden you know, well, I'm being controlled. So they're giving me this mind-controlling program. So if you're that way, then you better find out what clearings you need to do so that you don't keep having this energy brought to you, and they're now reacting upon your emotions because you're hearing something, seeing something inside of your head, will say whatever, how that works, you know. Maybe they bring you back to watching a TV program, you know, 30 years ago, and now you're responding to it, and they're getting mileage out of it. So they're controlling you. And why are they doing that? Because your energetic bodies are probably still full of this stuff, and they're able to find something to pull out of it. So, you know, what's in your little magician's hat, you know? I think they're going to pull a rabbit out of it, you know? So, I'll talk about the special clearing. So we had a question, I think, on the last show, and the question was, can I use the special clearing for more than one thing? The answer was no, because the question is, did I buy the unlimited? No, it wasn't addressed to the unlimited version. So if you, I put it up so people could have a remedy for one specific incident. Now, if you want to run more of those on there that's not on the website, then you want to get the unlimited. So it's mainly used for a physical problem that you're dealing with. And that's what it's mainly designed for. You can go a little sideways with it, but I put it up mainly to be used for an incident, or you could use a body that we don't have on the website, a whole lifetime clearing. You know, people have been using it for the bitterness clearing, and that works out fine. But you want to get the unlimited version if you want to use it for more than one issue. So you want to get the unlimited special healing. If you only buy it one time, that's only designed for one particular clearing. And like I said, you know, like if you stub your toe or something and it hurts and you want to have energy there, that's what you do. You can also, you know, use that for the New Earth Transfer clearing also to put in there. Oh, back to you, Kathy.
Thank you for clarifying the use of the special clearing unlimited, Ron. And a comment came in during the week for your consideration. Shouldn't we set up a rally to stop the alien Earth war now to go back home and each side review their losses and gains? I'm sure the soldiers on both sides would be glad to go back home. Every war in history had an end, where they declared peace and then went back home. What more would the legislatures want? For millions of years, they achieved certain objectives. Isn't that enough? Isn't it time to stop?
Well, you got to remember that the aliens aren't emotions. So you're assuming that the aliens have emotions and that they realize that, you know, they had, you know, their, you know, family members or whatever, you know, killed. They don't have emotions. They just see them not there. So remember, they want your emotions to get energy from you. Remember, if they were emotional, here's a good thing. Let's say that you hurt yourself and you're really crying, right? And so an alien who's emotional, like a human empath, are they going to want to take the energy from you if they're if they're running emotions to feel your pain and your suffering? Heck no. You know? So that's why, you know, they're taking it. Because they're not emotional. If they were emotional, they wouldn't want you at all. Do you want to, you know, I'll ask a question. How many out there would want to, you know, go into a hospital and feel the suffering of everybody in that hospital, of whatever they have, illness, whether they're, you know, having an operation or a broken arm or leg, or maybe they got into a car wreck, and all their pain and everything else, and people dying? Would you want to go in there and feel all of that? And you say, no, I don't even want to go there, period. Well, but you do feel emotions, typically, unless you have some clearings. So the aliens are not going to, are not wanting to feel your emotions, because they would be stuck like you would be. So they live out of emotions. They're just dealing off the energy that they know that, you know, you're attracted to. And so you are giving them your energy, your power, by being in emotions and also having pain. Normally the emotions are, you know, like I said, probably 90% of your problems. So, I guess that's a way to look at it. So if you're wondering why aliens are after you, would you want to, you know, connect to somebody who's in heavy emotions? No, you would not. Well, the aliens don't live in emotions, so all they want is the energy. Hopefully you understand what I'm talking about here. Because if they lived in emotions, they would not even want to come close to us here. They would be just as traumatized as you are. As far as them not living in emotions, they don't care if they lose anything. They're just living, you know, on a program. And the program tells them what to do. Back to you, Kathy.
Next question, and it's about the special healing. This listener is wondering if he could clear the effects of solar flares on the special healing or something else. Any suggestions, Ron?
Hey, what was that again?
Solar flares on the special healing effects of.
Okay. I don't know. Solar flares and stuff. Let me think here. I don't know. I probably would not even want to touch that. I would say probably no. I don't see any energies. Boy. I think that opens up a can of worms, okay? I don't want to deal with solar flares in my body, number one. You may not want to deal with it either. So by giving it to me, I don't want it. So I'm not going to clear solar flares. Even though it may be needed, I'm not willing to do that energy, because you start getting all over the map. All I want to do is clean out stuff that you're dealing with on your own personal basis with physical healings and your energetic bodies that you have, you know, with you. And like I mentioned, other programs, I don't, you know, clear cancer either. So, or radiation. So back to you.
Okay, next question. It's about opening up a vortex. If the St. Louis Arch Gateway...
Why would you want to open up a vortex?
Yeah, that's the subject.
So, yeah, you don't want to open up a vortex. So that's that. That's the answer. You don't open up vortexes, period. You don't know what's going to be there, what's on the other side of it. So the answer to that is don't do that. Okay, I guess next question.
The subject is what a photo can show you. This person went to a business meeting, and when they looked at the photo, they took pictures, and when they looked at the photos, they saw orbs all over the people, on their heads, their arms, their elbows, on their nose, face, everywhere. And so when they went home, they ran the orb clearing unlimited. And they're wondering if they got all the orbs off of them.
Well, I'll do an orb clearing. That's on the website, too. Different color orbs, I believe. So since your body knows what's being around it, okay, it's up to you now to choose your one color. Oh, and that's, we use colors because we have to identify something, okay? It could be a different frequency, but, you know, we'll go by colors just because we have to pick something. So, pick your special color, and your body knows which one it needs to have cleared off here. Oh, here we go. And we do have a list of orb colors, so... And we have an orb clearing. But here we go. Let's do the orb color that you're requesting. Here we go. Clearing that away from you, off of you. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. There, you should feel a little different. If you had a major problem with that particular orb color that you chose. So back to you, Kathy.
Ron, you do have the orb whole life clearing on your recommended list. And it's just general, so they could just clear orbs from the recommended list and then go back and do the individual colors, I suppose, right?
Yeah. You're going to know what colors are there. What type of orb it is, we'll say that because of the color. So naturally, when you look at the color, you're going to say, yeah, I got the green ones. They're on me, you know. So, you know, you want to probably clear that out pretty good. But, you know, just have fun with the website and see how much better you feel afterwards. I think I'll do black orbs here. Here we go, black orbs. Remember, just strictly a color doesn't mean that black is bad. So, but orbs are. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you.
And now we've got some testimonies regarding the vortex clearing you did yesterday, Friday's program. If anyone wants to listen to that program, it was great. Ron did a lot of healings. That was July 8th, 2016. And there's a lot of good information on that program. Okay, so his testimony is he wants to thank you for the vortex clearing. His whole life has been vortexes since he saw the film Battleship, where the spaceship energy wave attacked the naval battleship. It made a profound impression on me and was a real eye-opener. The vortexes are important to me, understanding and clearing. The clearings and explanations helped me a lot. And then another testimony. Let me see here. I really appreciate your guidance, Ron. I finally cleared something which I had blown off by mistake. It took me 2 days to clear one incident, and I'm going deeper. I've never even considered clearing my emotions until you started talking about it. And I started listening recently. Thank you very much. So there's a testimony for the emotional clearings. Okay, a question. If a person says you cannot talk to them, but they can talk to you only and control you, can they transfer an octopus or an implant of an octopus to control you, or an implant of control into you?
Well, there's a lot of alien critters out there that people have in their bodies. So let's just start with that. And so naturally, when they body hop, as you hug somebody or shake hands or whatever you're doing with them, that they can transfer into you. And all of a sudden, when that happens, you could have something that's attached to you, making you change your personality a little bit. It just depends, you know, what that particular alien critter is being used for. So we're talking about alien critters. Now, can you have a robotic alien critter? Yeah, I'm sure you could. And that might also come into you and program you and control you. Well, the answer would be yes. Anything that is in you that takes away your consciousness, then you know that you're under control of something. So can people do that? Yeah, that happens all the time. No, that's for a lot of people who, after they do their clearings, they don't really want to be around groups of people or do a lot of hugs with people and or shaking hands because they know that they're going to be contaminated. And what happens to that contamination? How far does it go? You know, I really can't say how far it can go. You know, it could be your worst nightmare because you can get possessed. We're talking about alien stuff. What about shapeshifters or what about things that are on the planet here? You've seen movies about that. They hop into people, you know, like the zombie movies, you know, that's similar. So, yeah, once you get yourself cleaned out, you kind of want to back away from people that normally like to be very clingy and to contaminate you. So you have to ask yourself, do you want to be contaminated? If you do, then go out and hug strangers. You'll get contaminated really fast. And then what do you do with that? Does it take away your clearing that you've had? Very possibly. But now you have to work on something else. Well, that's your choice. But anyway, most people who do clearings want to kind of be homebodies and or just keep themselves clear and not hang out with a lot of people that they used to hang out with only because they don't want to be contaminated. And if you're a newbie listening and you go, yeah, I love hugging people, well, you know, do some clearings and you're going to find out that you really don't want to do that any longer. Don't want to be infested. So back to you.
All right. And some emails are coming in, Ron, testimonies for, that you requested about how they're feeling with released alien energy. And one listener wrote that they played the YouTube video of helping enslaved aliens leave Earth. That's a Ron Amatron YouTube video. They played it while they were at work yesterday and noticed changes in people around them. They went from sadness to a more relaxed emotion.
Good.
That's great.
So like I mentioned on the other show, we're not going to be the emails that we get from people to be mentioned on the shows are only going to be emails that deal with how other people are helped with clearings and how a clearing has helped you and or maybe how you did a clearing and you changed something a little bit in the verbiage on it and it worked out a little better for you because some people are very creative. So that's what the emails are going to be addressed and naturally we don't want more than probably two sentences. On those. I don't read anything that comes to me that's over three. If it's over three lines long, I just delete it because I don't want to take my time to read something. I'm in the moment. And after I read about five words, what I've already read is out of my mind. I don't have it recorded. And so it's really difficult for me to read something. And I also don't want the co-host to have long involved emails about something that doesn't pertain to the Creation Lightship healings, because that's what we're talking about here, is how you can help yourself and help others, and mainly, you know, how the website has helped you on clearing. So that's what the format's going to be from now on. No more than probably a couple of sentences, maybe three at the most. And, you know, if it is something that's important that you found a way to do a clearing a little different, or how beneficial it is, or maybe you found out that doing three in a row works wonderful. If you want to comment on that, that's great. But I don't want to put the co-host through a bunch of stuff of many, many lines of text that is not going to help anybody, and to have it go sideways with maybe a philosophy or something, or you know, the sky's falling, what do we do about that? I just want to strictly deal with current CLS clearings that we're doing and how it's helped you, and how you can help other people. That's what this program is about, but we have it 4 times a week so we can help you to enjoy your clearings and to get the maximum benefit out of them. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, great. Thank you for that announcement. We'll have to maybe remind people now and then as we get new listeners. Okay, so here's a question regarding the healings, and someone's wanting to ask your opinion, Ron. How is about using in the whole life clearing, and for a particular emotion, you have an incident box. And in there, people can type in a particular incident or phrase or emotional situation that they want to clear briefly. Now, what they want to know is, can you maybe give an indication or a guideline of how many minutes, since that is not preset, you know, that's not a default. That's personal choice. And what would you say would be a good amount of minutes to clear something thoroughly?
Well, that depends on how emotionally you're attached to it. What we're talking about is the unlimited version right now. You don't put any incident in whatsoever when you do your whole lifetime on it the first time through. But when you get the unlimited version, then you only have that because you're dealing with issues that you know, have, you know, got involved with. I would say, I would say no more than probably an hour. And then see how you feel. I would probably try 15 minutes on it, and that might be even a lot, you know. Let's just pick a scenario here, right? You happen to see a car accident, and you see bodies on the street, and they're all bleeding, some are dead. Maybe you see a bus accident, and you see 20 people that are dying and hurt and stuff. Well, that would be probably pretty emotional for you. So is 15 minutes going to be enough? Probably not. You probably want to do maybe 10 hours of clearing on that to get it released from you. But normally it's like somebody calls you up and pushes your button. You know, you only have one that's available right now, we'll say. And they push that one button and you go, oh, man, I reacted to that. They dug up my past that was hidden from me because it was suppressed. They activated it now. And I don't want to go on timelines with that, so I'm going to clear that. 5 minutes would probably be more than enough if it's not a big deal. So, but I would say maybe, you know, if it's a lot, 15 minutes to an hour would be, you know, a lot. Typically what happens when I go to expos, people come up to me and I'll ask them, you know, if they have any emotions. And it's kind of neat to watch people because the first kind of they pick a light one that, you know, they have. They don't know how it's going to affect them, you know. Are they going to end up, you know, crying on the floor, you know, banging their hands or something or whatever, you know, because, you know, I'm telling them to look at a emotion that's bothering them. Well, so I'll clear the first one from them instantly. Or they snap my finger or count to five or something. And then they go, wow, it's gone. So that's the way the clearing works, instantly like that. And then they go a little deeper. And after I do about 10 of these, I can tell people life is good. So that's kind of what people normally, you know, once I get 10 issues cleared, which could be as they think of something, maybe it takes a half a minute, and they're going through 10 different issues, and in 5 minutes they're all cleared. So it's cleared instantly from you. Well, as far as how long it's going to take, typically, you know, once the countdown takes place and you clear one day or something, which is maybe 20 seconds, it should be released from you. That's what I would say. Just, you know, just do it for like 5 minutes max. You know, that should be probably enough to get rid of it. If you still feel like you're attached to it, then do it more. But it's automatic. It's quick, instant. Remember, this stuff doesn't work with mind energy where you got to think about it and it has to dig it up and find something else and find something else. It just takes that last program that you have activated away from you and gives you peace. Ideally, I would say 20 seconds, it's done. So back to you.
Okay, that sounds like a good ballpark figure, 20, just to see how emotionally attached we are to it. Sometimes I let those run overnight for about 400 minutes myself. Just in case there's any question, and why not, you know, let it run. Okay, Ron, I just want to mention that some emails have come in, and in the last 5 minutes, 5-10 minutes, I'm probably not going to be able to get to them in the last 5 minutes we have here. So I do want to thank the listeners for responding as best they could, as fast as they could. We do have another program on Monday, Monday the 11th, and that program will probably it'll probably carry over to that program. Anyway, I'm just going to read the ones that pertain to the questions that Ron asked to the listening audience. And here's another testimony, Ron, for someone who was releasing aliens. She writes, "Good evening, y'all. As Ron continues to remove the critters from the cracks and crevices, it gets easier to stay in and on the Creation Lightship Now timeline so far. Thanks so much." That's good. That person's from South Carolina. Okay, so the next comment and question is about timeline crashing, Ron. This person 10 years ago had blood drawn, and now they're wondering if they can possibly timeline crash that having their blood drawn or having this maybe their blood running in someone else possibly, and they know the date that they had that blood drawn. Can we get a return on our body, body liquids, fluids, or parts if we timeline crash them and we know the date that we lost it?
Yeah, that's very good. Yeah. Yeah. You want to, if you know the date, then do that. Yes. So if they drew blood from you, where's the blood? And you can, what I would do is, timeline crash it. That you could be out with the aliens taking vials of blood from you, you know, every millisecond. So you're watching it, you know, you're in the doctor's office or whatever, and I don't know how long it takes to draw blood. I never had any drawn, but we'll just say it takes 2 minutes, right? Fill a little vial up or something. So how many milliseconds are in 2 minutes? Remember, they stop time and they can take your blood instantly. You know? So you want to get off on those timelines. So yeah, you want to timeline crash that. But you don't know where it went. May not even be on this planet. So that's the scary part. Remember, you don't know what you don't know. And you're not in control of time. And so as they work with you and do things to you out of time, then you have physical problems here when you are in time. Hope that makes sense to you. So all of your problems that you're dealing with is from your ancestors and from being out of time as they bring things into you. That's why we have our one of our wonderful calls that we have on Thursdays to get rid of the alien replicas of you that are giving you your condition. And so we go through maybe 15 to maybe 30 of these, depending on how heavy it is for me with the people on the call. And we take away these energies from you, and you pick your own situation, and we start taking those away, and you start feeling better. So the whole thing is, when you're not in the present moment, then you have all these problems. When you're dealing with emotions, then you have even more problems. So that's the whole process. That's why they like you. So, anything else we can cover? We could probably go a couple more minutes.
Well, you asked for testimonials about when you yesterday made some trees real and plants and flowers real.
Let's see what we got on that.
Yes. So one of the regular listeners has written that she took a herb she has, it happened to be a basil, to the Manifestation Center of Creation Lightship. And she's not really that great of a gardener, she says, but She says, even when though she was there for a short amount of time, of course she's talking about linear time, the plant has grown 4 inches. She's noticed that it's really grown. So anyway, then she had some other plants she got in June, and she put them in the refrigerator, and they're still alive and in bloom there. And she's been taking them also up to the Creation Lightship weekly. So she's seen some definite live, real plants there. That sounds nice. Oh, thank you so much for sending that in. I was looking at a tree when Ron did that. It was an olive tree, and somehow it just looked. I thought it looked so vibrant and pretty. They're pretty trees, anyways, but it just seemed like it was kind of waving to me, like thanks. I feel great now. Okay, so let's see. One last question. Maybe we can get one more in.
Yeah.
Do we have time, Ron?
Eight.
It's five after.
Go ahead. We'll do one more.
Okay. Let me check, make sure there's not any pertinent testimonies. Okay. This person says that they do, they experience tremendous trauma in their childhood, and it continues to haunt them and make relationships difficult. But they're doing so many online clearings that do help, and they do wish to go deeper. And they're wondering, what's your opinion about doing hypnosis? Will that help them to erase some of the damage that's been done?
I wouldn't recommend that, no, because you're being put under. You're not conscious. Could be with aliens. I was going to mention that when you had your blood drawn on the last question there. You know, where are you? Okay. So to start doing clearings to release your past. Remember, your past that you're seeing in this lifetime goes back to your ancestors. There's nothing new that this is not the first time that this has happened to you. You want to go back and clean that energy out. I would probably clean out your soul family. Do the soul family clearing, because the soul family energies, all those people that are living different bodies other than yours, can come into your body with that spirit energy. And they can give you their load. So I would probably do your soul family clearing on the website to get rid of those energies as they body hop into you. Remember, you're a victim to other souls, or spirits, we'll call it, in your soul family, because they want to come in and use you, just like a shapeshifter. So it can be, we could probably do a whole show on that. But you want to clean yourself out. So what you had as a child is not new to your body genetics. And your soul family could have wanted to have that activated in you at, you know, this current age. Oh, hopefully that answered that question. Maybe some other clearings, too. We could have some people maybe mention what they think you could also do. For that, because if we have clearings on, that might be also, designed for that. Maybe even the clearing that has to do with self-empowerment. Anyway, tomorrow we have our wonderful 8-hour conference call. It starts at 10 o'clock Pacific. Hopefully you're all going to be on that. We get rid of alien critters that body hop from people to people. These things live inside of you. They have alien wars in you. They have, when they die, they putrefy. And you have all kinds of problems, poisons and stuff. So we have many shows on this here that we talked about it, on BBS Radio. We've been doing this for a long time. So it starts 10 o'clock Pacific. Get your water ready. We do a lot of water charging during this program. And we break basically for 10 minutes every hour to let you walk around and integrate the energies, as you bring more spirit energy to you, because your spirit is normally outside of yourself from these darkness energies not being with you. So let's do the mind of heart drop, everybody, and you can be absentee on it if you wish. A lot of people do that because they may have a job that they have to go to. So here we go. And you want to mute your line with the star 6. So So let's do the mind to heart drop. And you want to command your spirit. Maybe you have to wake it up because you're not really communicating with it that much. So you want to wake it up. So you command your spirit to do something for you. And in this place, you're just going to take your negative thoughts, the thoughts that you have, even positive ones, and bring them into your heart to become neutralized. So you're in peace. So this is the way to get in peace. 20 seconds, you're in peace. So here we go. So you can say out loud, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head and drop them into my heart. We'll count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times to facilitate this. You're going to be peaceful. You would notice you're going to have no thoughts whatsoever, which means that you're in source energy. Here we go. Dropping down. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody. So now you know what it's like to be in source energy. No communication, because source energy cannot judge itself. Thank you, everybody. Blessings, and hopefully we'll see you tomorrow on our 8-hour call. Good night.